was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
My friends, take no prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Pleasure to be here tonight. Thank you for joining me. It is Sunday night, October 5th, about 9:01 p.m. right here on the East Coast. As usual, we have a lot of interesting topics to discuss tonight. And because of the unique nature of this program and the unique nature of our audience, it's material that is highly germane to your lifestyles in the real sense and could have a profound effect, positive or negative. So I urge caution and I urge people to make sure that they remember that the program is designed to be entertainment only and that no one should go out there and start winging it without knowing what they're doing, without having a firm belief system that has been established on proper study and diligent reading and interest over a sustained period of time. I'm pleased to report that I've spoken to many Canadians with just those sorts of credentials over the last few weeks. You have a very learned society, although I suspect that many Canadian patriots are probably as ignorant about Canadian history and the roots of Canada in corporations as are American patriots. I know many, many American patriots who never heard of the East Indian Trading Company and don't really understand that the way the New World was colonized and the way the Indian populations were brought under control by butchering of millions and millions of buffalo and brought into corporate compliance, you might say, which I guess is what they're trying to do right now during the so-called American economic crisis. But that's a topic for another time. So anyway, we're going to talk tonight about some amazing developments, including the inability to access. Now, this may have changed. I haven't checked in the last few hours. But the inability to access any Canada government site that references the Criminal Code of Canada. Imagine that. Coincidence? Perhaps, but they're in different agencies and different offices. Only one functioning site I could find that is non-government affiliated, and that's been for the last 3 days. And it's no wonder, because tonight's information, the information we were discussing last week, and I think perhaps the week previous, has enormous relevance to the ability of Canadian and American patriots to take control of those corporate courtrooms and to insist that those de facto corporate officers treat them with the respect that is due the creator of those monstrosities and allow us the honor of peacefully coexisting with the United States Federal Corporation and the Corporation of Canada filed in the SEC. Many Americans may be interested to learn that Canada has never existed as a country. It never had a genuine de jure period. It has been corporate from the time of the Hudson's Bay Charter. A fascinating history, a fascinating culture, a fascinating people, and we're going to explore some of that after the break. Don't go away, my friends. We're going to give you usable, tangible technology in 3 minutes.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Welcome back, my friends. Now, before we continue, permit me to mention that you can reach me directly by email at restore.america@hotmail.com. And I apologize once again for being way behind in responding. I'm embroiled in a variety of very difficult, very interesting ongoing cases. And I'm also working feverishly to improve our methods and technologies in preparation for the North American event, which is only a few weeks away. By the way, you can request an application for that event. The official title is the North American BIC Law Merchant Event at naevent@hush.com. That email address again is NA as in North America, naevent@hush.com. These are very interesting technologies. Probably the most gratifying part of what I do is the ability, after talking with so many wonderful people and watching things in the field, the ability to create new methods to expedite what we do and to improve our methods. For instance, we're adding to all of the BIC packages an affidavit of obligation, an affidavit of probable cause, call it what you will, but it will be an affidavit in so-called criminal cases as to the crimes that have been committed adding those to the schedule of stipulations so that if one elects, now it's not mandatory, but if one elects to enter that courtroom and make the core element of their defense the counterclaim of those crimes and enforcement of the judgment in estoppel and enforcement of their default administrative judgment, then they will have the tools to be able to look the judge in the eye and say, I am here today on the counterclaim that I presented to this court, the unanswered affidavit, which now stands as truth of high crimes and commercial crimes which have been committed by officers of this court, and that needs to be addressed first. So that affidavit is in preparation. The Canadian Instant Affidavit, which we're going to discuss in detail in just a few moments, is also being finalized, as is the Instant Surety Bond. We are modifying our notary procedures more drastically than ever in the past for safety reasons, and there are dozens of those areas where they're being integrated seamlessly in the BIC processes. And we also have added another document to all of the BIC processes, which is a notice of settlement for, the final title has not been finalized, but it is a notice of settlement, a notice whereby we are making the counterclaim known in the public. Now, we've had documents for that in the past. In the original BIC 1 and 1.2 and 1.3 versions, we had a public notice of counterclaim. This is similar. However, it is structured entirely from the perspective of the sovereign man. You could say it's optional, but it is to address a primary problem that I have observed time and again, and in fact this famous case in Pennsylvania that's ongoing, may have undertaken that very error inadvertently. I see it all the time, and I mentioned it in today's email to you. The error of which I'm speaking is the filing of BIC or other payment instruments directly into the case. I can't begin to tell you how many times a week someone says to me, yeah, we filed the promissory note into the case, and my heart drops out at that very moment. And the reason is probably well known to a number of you, that when we file an instrument, a private instrument for performing a set off of a public account into the public side of the case, we have in fact submitted that instrument to public scrutiny and filed, number one, probably from their perspective, a fraudulent security. And secondly, we have taken a public instrument and registered it in the public, something which we were doing for a brief period of time until we came to our senses and realized that we should only be filing in notice or a UCC1 assignment or some other way of noticing the public actors that the case has been settled so that they can see it. And the reason this particular device came to mind is that, two reasons really, is number one, that filing the instruments into the case is one of those common errors that can easily wind up with trouble beyond what one would anticipate, with criminal charges and the sorts of propaganda that we hand over to fellows like Larry B. Craft and Tom Cryer, who say, hey, these people are doing all of these terrible things. And in that case, they would be right, but of course that would be expanded to condemn the very notion of paying for liabilities under the rules of public policy privately, which makes all sense and cannot be prosecuted. Secondly, I had a conversation with someone, I would say maybe 3 or 4 days ago, who pointed out that in a case of his, they had filed the payment instruments directly into the case, and we were able to immediately see the contrast between keeping the instruments private and serving them privately versus filing them into some public forum. So may I suggest a couple of remedies for that problem? First of all, we never file a bonded promissory note or a collateralized promissory note into a de facto case. I never do, and I suggest no one else does. We always serve it privately on the parties, and we'll be reviewing some of those Canadian parties, especially the Attorney General, later in the program. Secondly, as I've mentioned at various retreats, I prefer to stamp my documents, my private documents, with a red stamp secured fairly cheaply at Staples that says private issue, not for public filing. And that usually nails that problem in the bud. Or it can be printed directly on documents in red ink if you're using an inkjet printer. And finally, I would suggest that people might want to review this notice specific to notifying the de facto court of our private settlement that will be available at the North American event. As I said, it's not finalized, but it will be a nice, concise, one-page notice, something similar to the notice of counterclaim except in sovereign form, with no chance of being construed as a submission to a foreign jurisdiction. In other words, we're giving you courtesy notice from a foreign jurisdiction, and we are not electing to submit to a foreign jurisdiction. That will be clear. So we will not be making an appearance in the public. We'll just be visiting the public with notice. And I plan to have that completed again in time for the North American event. So those of you who are attending will have immediate access to that upon completion. Now, tonight, as promised, I would very much like to explore a number of the tangible methods applicable to most any venue, Canadian, American, English, Australian, Mexican, Eastern Europe, wherever we have listeners, the principle applies. Because what we'll discuss tonight, the methods we'll discuss tonight, are part of a vast, coordinated, strategic plan for those of us who simply will not lay down to the global fraud that desires to engulf us. We will not worship pagan idols. We will not facilitate their delusions. And so we have synchronized tools that allow us to control the de facto courtroom, and we're going to do that by using the judge's own admissions to deflate all of the poised, eager beaver peace officers who surround us and are salivating at the mouth, almost being unable to control their pagan urges to subjugate us. They want nothing better than to dominate and injure us. Bless their, at one time I'm sure, naive souls as little children. So we are going to, using the methods we've reviewed since July 20th, and the methods we'll be reviewing tonight, and especially the last couple of weeks, defuse them by our public pronouncements and by the judge's admissions on the record, sweep their feet and take them out of the picture, if we're sufficiently skillful, in a manner that will leave them completely bewildered as to their right to follow the actions of a man who has confessed, a man or a woman who has confessed to high crimes in open court. It's not that harder to do. I'll show you how when we return in just a couple of minutes after this commercial intermission. Don't go away, folks. And please make a note, especially to listen to the July 20th program where Tom Schultz introduced his way of doing this. It can be a great benefit to you. We'll be back in a moment.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, folks, I've said this many times. I've been saying this for years, that a patriot only needs to master one technology to be self-sufficient and successful in the courtroom. And I genuinely believe that to be true. The instant affidavit is one of those technologies. When I first introduced it, it blazed across the country like wildfire. I mean, it really created a stir, and in fact, many people became interested in me after seeing the affidavit and hearing what I had to say about it. But as often happens, not many people put it to use. Very honestly, I have seen hundreds and hundreds of people over the last few years who have nibbled at the bootstraps of success and never were able to stitch up the laces. They never went through with what they needed to execute to wrest from the United States Federal Corporation and from the Canadian Corporation their victory. And the instant affidavit is one of those areas. It has worked marvelously when it's been used because it's an unstoppable technology if properly administered, as you will see tonight. But it's completely useless if it isn't employed. Now, no one should use it without completely understanding what they are doing. But if someone is witnessing a crime underway in a so-called court of law, which we all know does not exist. That's why attorneys letterheads call them attorneys at law. They never can make it into law. If they did, I wouldn't be on the radio. But if we witness a crime in those courtrooms that purport to be courts of law, then we are under an obligation to do something about it. If we get all hot and bothered and bring things, if we feel that we are rushed, which as I pointed out in one of the programs, I think sometime in August when we reviewed basic courtroom procedure, is one of our biggest problems, then the court will see us rushing to get our words in and will shut us down so quickly it will make the hair on the back of your head stand up and you'll never recover. But if we calmly and serenely point out, Your Honor, with all due respect, I do not want to see any of the officers of this court wind up inadvertently accepting a corporeal or a civil liability unnecessarily, so I need to point out to you and I need to report here today what we just observed, or if we were to calmly say to the court judge, am I to understand that you just confessed to a violation of section whatever of the particular code that we cite? Then that's the point at which people will start listening to us like the old E.F. Hutton commercial, because we finally had something important to say. And we said it calmly, and in fact, maybe even jovially. The instant affidavit is a forceful way of making that point. Usually, when the more gentle manners have failed us, or we have failed them, it can be applied more softly. Excuse me. For an example, all we have to say is, Your Honor, that rustling you hear, I apologize for that rustling you hear behind me. What you're hearing is a bunch of observers filling out criminal affidavits of probable cause. I see they're being signed and executed as we speak. And I pray that I do not have to introduce them here today. I would not want to see any members of this court unnecessarily accept that sort of liability. Or it can be used forcefully, as we will see later on in the program. The instant affidavit is a one-page document written front and back with a bunch of checkoffs. Now, how we organize something like that is anybody's guess. I've tried to do it on the American or United States version. I've tried to organize in sections of increasing volatility. So the final section includes the life imprisonment or even death penalty, capital crimes of kidnapping and piracy and plunder. And the earlier ones include some of the more obvious things that we would want to get a handle on right away or more frequently in courtroom situations. I have had the distinct honor, no, the distinct pleasure of analyzing the Criminal Code of Canada, and dare I say that if it had long hair and was curvaceous, I'd be offering my hand in marriage. The parties that wrote that code knew exactly what they were doing, and it is a reflection of the respect that still exists in Canada, believe it or not, my Canadian brothers, for the tenants of old-fashioned English common law. You are named in that code by the term everyone, as I'm sure you've learned from Robert Menard. But there are section upon section upon section of usable entities which I have tried to then translate into one-line sound bites for immediate checkoff. So let me give you an example here. And my apologies, because I'm going to use the document as it's forming itself. Plus, I may want to click over on the web to the one working site and read you the actual code without belaboring the program for too long. But I'll give you an example beginning with Section 15, a section that most of you are familiar with, a section that does not appear in United States Code, and it's a section that you ought to consider taking to lunch. And I guess we'll do that based upon this music after a brief commercial intermission. Don't go away, my friends, especially you jaded American brothers of mine. There's a lot to be learned here, I can testify to.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, folks, as I was saying before the break, we're going to begin with Section 15. There's something that is common to both the American, I keep using that term improperly, the United States. We don't have an American code. But there is something that is common to United States code and Canadian code, at least within the penal sections, or the more honesty of calling it the criminal code up in Canada. And it's this, that codes appear as two different types. One is a code that states that a particular action is in fact a crime, and another is a code that lays down an action or behavior which, if it's violated, then becomes a crime. And Section 15 and Sections 38 and 39, which most Canadian patriots, I would hope, are familiar with, fall into that latter category, because sections 15, 38, and 39 provide an immunity to a sovereign man, although sovereign is probably a term that applies south of the border, so excuse me, my Canadian friends, for using it, but you know who you are, because the true sovereigns are children of Yahweh. But 15, 38, and 39 provide an immunity. Specifically, 15 says that no person shall be convicted of an offense in respect of an act or omission in obedience to the laws and enforced by persons in de facto possession of the sovereign power. In other words, that you cannot be injured by someone who is wielding de facto power. At least you cannot be convicted of an offense for resisting that de facto official. And so what we need to do is translate that for rapid utilization in the courtroom into two different categories. One would be a notice of that immunity, and that can be done by affidavit. And the other application would be citing any violation of that immunity. So what I've done on the instant affidavit is I've grouped both of those together so that all of the Section 15 checkoffs are available in one place. But I've also taken the abuses and restated them in the area of the affidavit where one might check off crimes. So if one is in the heat of the moment, doesn't recall that that might be a Section 15 abuse, one can certainly look under the crimes and see impersonating a public official by abusing de facto power. Whoops, Section 15. But you don't even have to know it's Section 15. All you have to know how to do is wield a pen to check that line off. So here's an example of how we've done this. For Section 15, we have the following individual lines. There are five lines, the first of which reads, notice of estoppel against prosecution for disobeying laws enforced by de facto official. That's what Section 15 means. We check that off, and we can use this affidavit as notice. Sir, we are providing notice to you of the estoppel against any prosecution against me for disobeying your de facto orders. And if you disobey or violate that estoppel, that would be a violation of Section 15. Now, those violations appear immediately below. So we could use the instant affidavits to state that. By the way, here it is in writing for you and for the Crown Attorney and for the prosecutor or for whoever the participants in that courtroom. So now we've given them notice right there of our immunity from their de facto offenses. Now, put on your thinking caps, my Canadian friends. How might you utilize that in your own case? That one checkoff. But it's followed by four others grouped tightly that read as follows. Abuse of de facto power / violation of Section 15 by government official. There is your affidavit of probable cause. The next line to be checked off says, unauthorized prosecution of lawful resistance to the actions of a de facto official / Section 15 violation. Yes, it fits all in one line. The next checkoff line says, ignoring notice of Section 15 immunity from the actions of the de facto officer / Section 15 violation. And the last line says, impersonating a public official by abusing de facto power in violation of Section 15. Now, instead of going off on a tangent as to how we would apply this in the courtroom, which we'll do during the second hour, I'm just going to stick with this affidavit and show you how we're translating the various Canadian criminal code gems into usable sound bites, both for notice of immunity and for citing an affidavit of probable cause in the nature of a solemn affirmation by a living man. I call it an affidavit, but it's a solemn affirmation. We are also transforming the United States version into a solemn affirmation by a living man, signed by witnesses or unsigned. If you're standing in that courtroom and you don't have access to the witnesses, that's fine, because your witnesses will hand you over properly executed, witnessed solemn affirmations. Excuse me. Or one might creatively and cleverly look to the bailiff or look to other officers and say, I need two other witnesses to the crime that was witnessed here today, or I'll have to add you to the affidavit. How might that go over under the correct circumstances? Anyway, the affidavit does the same thing for sections 38 and 38B and 39. So, for instance, under section 38, it gives notice of intent to defend peaceably held personal property from trespass pursuant to section 38. Or a notice of trespass pursuant to section 38, but then grouped tightly immediately thereafter, it says, assault without provocation for taking peaceably held personal property. And there's another checkoff line which states, unauthorized prosecution for lawfully defending property from trespass. So now, under section 13, where anyone and everyone who is in peaceable possession of property and is empowered to defend that property from trespass, we now have a tangible written entity that we can put in to the case right then and there to hold the judge in line or take control of his bond, or issue a warrant for the arrest of his bond, or deflect the salivating peace officers who are surrounding the table, and probably moving a little bit further away as we progress. To my American friends and colleagues, may I say that you might want to go back into the instant affidavit and ask yourself, did Sam not provide me with my remedy 3 years ago, and 100 emails earlier, during which time I've been complaining that, hey, no one accepted the promissory note, so commerce stinks, it doesn't work. Because United States Penal Code, in the hands of someone who masters the affidavit of probable cause, will be just as effective. The information in the instant affidavit is like a scalpel in the hands of a surgeon who has trained properly to use it, my friends. So when it comes to, let's skip to section 126, we have a notice of lawful excuse to disobey an act of parliament, followed by a notice of immunity from prosecution for disobeying an act of parliament due to claim of right. Anyone who listens to Robert Menard undoubtedly has focused in on the viability of using a claim of right as a complete defense in their de facto courtrooms. And so the instant affidavit puts teeth into that defense. The next line states, notice of lawful excuse to disobey a court order, and notice of immunity from prosecution for disobeying a court order. Sir, here is your notice of my lawful excuse to disobey your court orders based upon section 127. You did say that this court recognizes and enforces the Criminal Code of Canada. Did you not, for and on the record? And we'll get into the courtroom technique that I might open with in Canada to establish that on the record, a technique that was shared with me by a very brilliant mentor who has agreed to join us at the North American event. And I'm hoping to entice him into an evening lecture, but he certainly has the right not to do so, but he certainly will also be there, I'm sure, sharing his brilliance with us. And the method that he suggested is almost identical to what I use stateside. So as I say, these methods are applicable, and should serve as good reminders and points of interest for people's further research in all venues, no matter where you might be listening tonight. Let's skip down to section 340. Now, a number of these sections in the 300 range are not often mentioned when I'm in discussions with Canadians, and I have rarely heard mention of them until most recently. But the instant affidavit is chock full with them because the Part 9 of Offenses Against Rights of Property in the Criminal Code of Canada is an amazing treasure trove of remedies, immunities, and violations performed by judges or men and women who purport to be judges sitting in courts of Canada. There's a section on theft, which goes from 322 through, I believe, 334, 335, and then offenses resembling theft. And really, they are a wealth of remedies. You don't have to do all the hard research. You can look at the instant affidavit after the event and let that guide you, because then it will be instantly noteworthy as to where your time might be best spent. So, for instance, Section 340. Now, that is just a gem. Let me switch over and see if I can find the section itself. Give me one second, folks, and see if it doesn't strike you as something versatile and clever that you might be able to put to use without Sam Kennedy ever having opened his mouth. 340. Everyone who, for a fraudulent purpose, destroys, cancels, conceals, or obliterates a document of title to goods or lands, a document of title, isn't that everything we deal with? A valuable security or testamentary instrument, or a judicial or official document, is guilty of an indictable offense and liable to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 10 years. Judge, do you really want to stand by your denial of my request to see the warrant in this case? Because it sounds to me like that would be a confession of Section 340 of the Criminal Code of Canada. Judge, do you know what the ultimate penalty is for violating Section 340? Are you aware of the maximum penalty? Are you aware that you can be sent to jail for 10 years, Judge? How many ways might you state that in the open courtroom? And without Sam Kennedy's terrible attitude. You might pull out the instant affidavit and say, Judge, this is an affidavit of probable cause, and I've just checked off a violation of Section 340 for concealing a document of title or for concealing a judicial or official document. Now, would you like to reconsider that order for and on the record, yes or no? We just had a case in the States, well-known case, where the principal told the judge in a hearing, I have not seen a single shred of paper in this case, not a warrant, not a criminal complaint, not an indictment, not a true bill. I'd like to see a piece of paper. And the judge said no. Now, we had him prepared as to where to go with that, and I wish he had gone with that. But that is certainly a situation where the use of their codes without submitting to the foreign jurisdiction could be very, very powerful, very, very helpful, and could result in an immediate reversal of that act and the facilitation of your ultimate remedy. Because now the judge has two choices. Either he confesses to the violation of Section 340 or he presents the paper. How many of you, my Canadian friends, have been refused an indictment, a true bill, an information, a citation, or some other charging instrument in the courtroom? Never again. Because if he refuses it, you now file this into the case and you say, I'm taking control of your bond, you are a confessed felon, you're out of here. And anyone who gets in the way will be charged with obstruction. Or he presents the paper, and what are the next words out of your mouth? Go back to the earlier programs on September 7th and September 14th of this month, and you will see a simple solution. Judge, we have a problem here. That's not my name on this piece of paper. You've got the wrong party. I'd like to place that into the record. This is a case of mistaken identity. Now, I'm moving to dismiss the case with prejudice. Or would you like to proceed further into a kidnapping? Or a violation of a particular code? Very simple, friends. One just has to master one area of the technology. So we have Section 340 listed as per the earlier examples, with very quick checkoffs for concealing a valuable security, like your promissory note, which was sent privately but nonetheless was served upon them, for concealing a document of title, for concealing a judicial document. Very powerful, my friends, and we'll be back to continue this discussion in just a couple of minutes. Please don't go away.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Welcome back, my friend. Folks, before I forget, we sure could use a transcript of the last couple of programs, which I believe no one has sent to us. Now, the last transcript I have in my files is September 14th, and today is sometime early October, so there would be a couple of programs within there that would be very valuable, and the material, I believe, was very valuable. So if you really want to learn this stuff, you might want to sit down with a couple of those programs. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but September 21st and September 28th, if I add 7 to the 14, so the September 21st and September 28th programs, and do yourself a favor, as the Lord has taught us, that when you help others, you help yourselves. Take your time and write a nice transcript from those programs, and I can reasonably assure you that you will walk away that much closer to feeling at ease in the courtroom. You will really understand the material because you will have dissected it word by word. And if you find any of my words fumfering or problematic, which is common, I'm not a great speaker, and as you clean those up, and by all means you have my permission to clean them up, as you clean them up and make me look brilliant, you will be reflecting your own brilliance and bringing your skills way up to speed very quickly. So, and you'd have my appreciation also. I genuinely appreciate having my hands on those so when people request them, we can make them available. Now, before the break, we were talking about Section 340. Well, we also have taken Section 341 and broken it down into concealing evidence, tampering with evidence, and removing evidence or a record. Those are terms that are well understood in any courtroom anywhere in the world, translated into the native language, of course. And one can be citing Section 341 of the Canada Criminal Code right in their face to emphasize the point. Now, how often in cases has a clerk refused to provide evidence from a file? We have, as I recall in U.S. Code Title 18, we have Section 1000 and 1001. Those might bear looking at. I know they're heavily represented on the instant affidavit, but those might bear looking at by my American colleagues for how they might more vigorously be applied in the courtroom or at the clerk's desk. But when a clerk in Canada refuses evidence, whether or not it's on the orders of a de facto judge, Section 340 can be slapped right down in their face, and the nearest RCMP out west or the provincial police officer or whoever is guarding that court can be summoned and asked to witness the possible crime. And if it's under de facto orders, then you are protected by the Section 15 immunity anyway. Regardless of the order that the clerk was given, that clerk cannot enforce a de facto order that injures you. Folks, that music indicates we're at the end of the first hour. We'll be back with the second hour after a brief station identification, at which time we will pick up some of the other sections, especially the very popular Section 337 and Section 321 and 343, among others. And then we'll show how this would be implemented in the courtroom. The exact technology that I might use if I walk into a Canadian courtroom, which is not beyond the pale anyway. So don't go away. We'll be back in just a moment.
Let me tell you why.